St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
There you go. And get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pit of pass? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold up at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Panicked earlier because I thought I'd lost my list of Jeffrey Dahmer jokes.
Oh.
And John Standish sent me the old list, and man, I forgot how funny they were. And then I got in here and I couldn't find them. I stuck them in the wrong folder. And I do that a lot. But don't fear, folks. The next time a cannibal is in the news, we're ready.
Want to hear just one, maybe?
Well, hang on here. Let me, let's see. Yeah, we could do just teasers from Thank You Again, John Standish. Didn't John Standish, did he come over on the Mayflower or something?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Maybe he's a direct descendant of that guy.
Miles? Wasn't it Miles?
It was Miles.
How do you know that? You?
Wow, how about that?
Alyssa must have just studied it at school.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, pages and pages of Jeff Dahmer. For anybody who doesn't know, and I can't imagine there are many people who know, Jeff Dahmer was a gay cannibal.
Yeah.
He picked up men, young men, and then he took them to his house and had a couple of beers with them, and then he killed them and ate them.
Do we remember? how did he kill... How did he kill them first?
I gave him injections or something.
Did he?
Heck, I don't remember. And does it really matter?
Marinade?
Yeah. Here, drink this marinade so you'll be tender from the inside out. Yeah, I've forgotten how funny these were. Did you hear what they found in Jeff Dahmer's freezer? Three hardened criminals. I mean, it starts off great. And by the way, I feel kind of bad because, you know, he's dead now. He was killed in prison.
I feel more sensitive than I thought.
A little bit bad. Jeff's new movie. This is a two-parter. Jeff Dahmer's movie that he had just released before they caught him, Silence of the Limbs. Siskel and Ebert gave it two thumbs off. If anybody's offended by cannibal jokes, it's a good time to tune away. Yeah. Jeff's favorite second course is Stu Mulligan. His favorite Chinese dish, Chow Man. And his favorite snack, Free Toes.
I was just going to say, it never ceases to amaze me, any subject at all, how quickly jokes like this come about.
I'd like to meet the geniuses who whip these out so fast.
Yeah.
A famous golfer.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
A famous golfer that Jeff Dahmer stopped eating after just two bites. Jack Nippolis. See, the problem is we thought, well, let's just do a couple.
Yeah, no.
But you can't stop. It's like Doritos. I mean, you just can't stop eating them. When they took Jeff away, he begged the police, have a heart. offering them food.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Favorite candy? Buttered fingers. Jeff won a three-legged race at the fair all by himself. He had an extra leg. A lot of times, a lot of times Jeff's neighbors would get mad and go off. I don't know if I can do that one. His favorite expression, eat your heart out. One more.
Okay.
One more and then we'll quit. What is Jeff the chef, remember they call him Jeff the chef, seeing when he starts to eat a sandwich?
I don't know.
My baloney has a first name. It's B-I-L-L-Y.
That is so wrong. But they're so funny.
Man. I miss the Jeff Dahmer days.
Hey, Gordon said that he has one of Jeff's favorite drinks.
Well, now, we have pages of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not looking for... it's probably in the list. And
probably
This is not going to be the Jeff Dahmer show. But we'll take from Gordon, and then we'll move on to... other things. We have some important issues here. Hello, Gordon.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. And his favorite drink is penis colada.
It's on the list.
Is it on there?
I got about 10 pages. I don't think you're going to come up with anything that's not on the list.
But it's good to hear someone else.
But Karen just likes to hear you say
I
penis,
do, Gordon.
So
it's forever old. Did you know what Pee Wee Herman's favorite drink is?
Is this going to get us kicked off the air?
Squirt?
No, probably not.
Squirt?
Jack and Squirt.
Okay. Oh, man, that's even better.
It is.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't know why
we're laughing.
It's just funny sounding.
Jack Daniels and Squirt?
Yeah, that's
What's
it.
What's funny about that?
I don't know. That's a weird
Squirt.
Hey, Gordon, have a good weekend.
See you later.
All right. See you later, too. None of us see you first. You ever have anybody say that to you?
Yeah.
What kind of dumb people say that? Hey, see you later.
No, see you first.
Yeah, I guess so.
People that say that ought to be put away for like 3 or 4 months. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Call everybody you know. Call everybody you know and tell them that we are going to be discussing and addressing some really vicious and mean-spirited emails. Not a lot of them, but the ones that came in, I can only put them under the heading, what's the matter with you people? And you're going to realize how ignorant you are once I address the emails regarding the absence of Terry Daly from the show. And mean toward him, mean toward me, mean toward management, without absolutely without any knowledge, with no facts at all. You're armed with no facts, and you lash out with these accusations. And thank goodness, it's only very few people. I've gotten about 20. What do we got, about 300,000 listeners or something?
Mm-hmm.
But it's 20 morons, basically, who, and that's probably not nice, but you're going to feel embarrassed when I say what I have to say and address you, that you have been so accusatory of everybody, including him. I mean, you're wrong. You're all wrong. It's all so we will address it. I don't like to and didn't want to because you'll understand why. But we'll do that. So tell everybody, call everybody, gather them around. This will be
fireside chat,
and Ned Spurk will be in with crappie and potatoes and onions and potato pancakes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Great.
I cannot wait. Knowing he was coming in, I deliberately stopped eating at 3:15.
Yeah.
That was about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, that's good.
I chowed down my last meal.
What's Ned's special breading? I can't remember. He has something.
You know, he mentioned
it. Is it potato chip?
I don't know. Was it cornflakes? I don't know what it was.
I don't remember.
It was a cornmeal, but he told us, and I don't remember. And we're going to address his being here, too. He's just... dropping in, he's visiting. He's not a permanent fixture necessarily, and you know, these are the same people that you get a guy like Murphy who comes in here to fill in, and they just rip the guy apart. I mean, and don't even people. There are people that just can't stand change. But then once these are the same people that you know leave notes on the arena. We love you, arena. It'll never be the same here. No, it'll be better. You're in a better place and a better Savas Center and a better stadium, and it's the same kind of mentality. So let's do this first. Let's start with the Burke segment, and that segment goes something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Karen Vail, everybody.
Thank you very much. And I will ask Dan to help me. I only have two quick things I wanted to mention. And the first thing requires the assistance of Dan Strauss.
Wow, this is unusual.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're competing with Ian, who had two produced things
we
that
call
he
him Peon. Nobody really yeah. ever calls
well, once
Ian.
In a while I call him Ian. Peon. Last night on the 10 o'clock news, or leading up to the 10 o'clock news, and I'll tell you which news it was. It was Channel 4.
That's the one I watch.
Uh-huh. I do, too. Well, and I know we are. But you need to start watching a very good show right before the news on Thursday night on CBS, and it's Without a Trace, the FBI missing person. It's a wonderful show. Regardless, they were promoting what was coming up. And so this is pretty much what I heard last night. And it would have been, I guess, Vicki Newton starting off saying, coming up at 10, two suspects.
I thought her name was Figgy Newton.
Figgy?
Is it
Figgy
Newton? No.
See what I did there?
Yeah, but he interrupted
me. Really good there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I
won't do it again.
All right.
For a joke.
Yeah.
Coming up at 10, two suspects are arrested in a series of bank robberies around St. Louis. And
a 10, what date rape drug is on your children's exposed to news you need to know?
I burst out laughing.
At a 10, what date rape drugs are your children exposed to?
Oh, you know what?
And it was just like that. It was
sleazy.
Her, and then it was this produced choke and puke kind of, you know, promotion. Well, that's what it is. For you know, and we're in the sweeps, I guess. It was a nice piece. I actually did watch the whole thing about the drugs, and I did learn a little bit. But that was ridiculous. It's just, let somebody just say it. Don't
find out what big rape drugs.
Don't spray it.
Your kids are.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. Trying to scare people again. Oh, my goodness, is my kid exposed to a date rape drug? Yeah, I hate that.
The content of the story, though, was very well done. I'll say that.
But that kind of crap would keep me from watching.
Yeah, but let's don't promote it like that, please. And then the other thing is, on the news, did anybody see this in Arizona, this pot bust that occurred, and the guy was storing it in his garage? Did you happen to see that pictures of that at all?
Nope.
It was a huge two-car garage, and you know they were talking about, and it's one of the biggest pot busts in the history, and the street value is $1.5 million, and they go to a shot of the garage, and it's, there wasn't an inch of space. It was box after box stacked on top of box after. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And how anybody unloaded all of that and nobody noticed, because the way the police were tipped off, they said, oh, there was a little bit of suspicious activity around the home. Well, I guess so.
One of the biggest busts ever was Busty Hart.
Yeah.
She was here.
Holy
huge
cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger than Dolly Parton.
Maybe they were having a potluck.
Do you think she's larger than Dolly Parton?
Oh, you don't know who Busty
Hart is? Oh, I know who she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh heavens. Of course she's larger.
One guy sued her, didn't he?
Yeah.
He supposedly...
Her breast hit him and knocked him
out in the head.
She was on the show, and she hit me in the head with him.
That was a Kix, I thought.
I mean, and they were open, loose, released. Yeah.
She let him out.
That was a Kix, so when we worked at Kix, she took him out, and hit me in the head with him.
How was it?
It was great.
They were huge.
I didn't sue anybody.
She used to go through Busch Stadium a lot, didn't she?
Yeah.
They threw her out.
They
threw her out.
Yeah.
Remember, they banned her from Busch Stadium because she was drawing too much attention and she wore
is
the halter top.
Does she live around here?
I hope so.
I wonder what she's up to now.
I don't know.
All right, that's
she's
all
she's
right
up to, probably up to about triple X, double X, 4078 double X, Z or something. That's all you have?
That's it.
No, that's not all you have. My take on the CSI Without a Trace stuff, it's kind of like ER. Here's a typical show. They're all the same. Somebody's got a flashlight. There's a crime scene. They've taped it off.
I didn't mention CSI.
But they're all the same.
Oh, no. This last night.
They strap on the plastic gloves.
Yes. They put the gloves on. And then somebody in an overcoat.
Well, you're just missing it.
Kneels down and says, Detective, I think you ought to see this. Okay. Every show. I think you ought to see this.
We have some.
Yeah. Go ahead, Peon. You want to tell her?
No, go ahead.
No. You know, this show could get by with three people, I guess.
They find some material under their fingernails.
See, I was getting that's exactly
that
what I was talking
about. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
I knew
unbelievable.
That.
I'm sorry.
They'll take a pair of tweezers and a little baggie, and they put something in it. It's a hair or a fiber.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't need to watch those shows.
And they don't, because it's all the same. Yeah. And then they say, get this to the lab. Run this at the lab right now.
Stat.
You can't tell anything.
And then another person comes on the scene and says, hey,
I didn't even mention the scene.
Does this something look strange to you over here?
Without a trace.
And the other detective says,
Criminal Minds is
you know, normally question. See... A you pair of leather him. Gloves okay. in the middle of hot summer that have been thrown on a chair when somebody comes home from
he'll
work.
He'll continue to make fun of what he's made.
You know what? This show can go with two people.
I'm not talking over
you. Yeah, good idea. So that's my take on those shows. Anybody else with the Burke segment?
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
I'm okay. Yeah, I don't have anything. I did, but it was...
But you forgot it.
No, it's mainly all email that has to do with email, and he's going to address that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that.
My watch battery,
moronic
though.
Moronic emails.
My watch battery died. I know.
Interesting. Everybody's watch battery dies. That's not interesting.
It drives you crazy.
Okay, the person...
Short drive.
A one-show. Okay, a one-show person. A one-person show.
One-show person.
Yeah.
A one-show person.
Yeah, a one-person show. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I have a statement that I will make, and we'll read a little email, and then we'll take your calls. Let me give you the numbers. You may want them. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And we also have some passes to a movie. There's going to be a showing at the Tivoli of a movie called Millions of Cardinals Memories, Busch Stadium, 1966 to 2005. And it's a special showing, private screening, Millions of Cardinal Memories at the Tivoli on, this says Monday the 28th. Now, I'm looking at the tickets that they just brought in to me, and it says November 29th. We have, what calendar, what's Monday?
Monday's the 28th.
Well, this says November 29th.
On the tickets?
Yeah, on the admissions. So, you know what?
Do they have two different dates on there?
On the 28th. Oh, okay, here, listen to this. It says here, you go see the show, you'll see the show on the 28th, admit one, November 28th. On the other side, it says DVD on sale at McDonald's the 29th. So the day after, you get the DVD, you can buy it at McDonald's.
Oh, cool.
That's why there are two different dates on here. Somebody, as Ricky used to say to Lucy, nobody explained it to me. So we have those, and we'll just sort of randomly give some of these away, and then next week there'll be more given away. So we'll get to that. If you sound like a real nice person and you treat us right, we might send a couple of you to see that showing. If not, you just have to go on your own.
You treat me nice, and I'll treat you nice.
That's
you treat
right.
me mean, and I'll ignore you.
That's right, Gomer. That's what I always say. All right. Before we break, before we take your... Did I give them the numbers? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Coming to a close before you know it, December 4th, it all ends, and I would register as much as I could between now and then at Argosy Casino Walton to win a Toyota Prius, the hybrid, the vehicle that gets more than 50 miles per gallon on the highway. I assume it's on the highway, because the highway is usually where you get the most mileage, although it seems to me that I heard that on these hybrid cars, they actually get better mileage in town. Because of running on the electric motor. So at some point it gets over 50 miles to the gallon. I'm not sure where, but who cares? It's a lot of mileage. And you can also win cash up to $2,000 a week. So if you want to win big, you get over to Argosy Casino Alton. The number is a very easy one to remember, especially if you're a dice thrower. 1-800-711-GAME. 1-800-711-GAME. Hope everybody who went over last night to the Crab Leg Buffet had a good time. And if you're ever just stuck for a place to go to eat, okay, you know you can gamble there, but you're tired of the same old places. Trust me when I tell you, this Outfitter's Grill is a very, very impressive, affordable, nice restaurant with a fantastic view of that gorgeous bridge. That's the prettiest bridge in this part of the country, is that bridge over into Alton. Any questions, call that number, 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino, Alton.
Geraldo at large. You buy the right formula. You follow the doctor's orders. You do everything in your power to protect them. So how are parents putting their babies at risk? Geraldo exposes the one mistake that could cost you your child's life. Plus, a missing husband, a gruesome discovery, and a housewife under suspicion. Did she kill her husband in cold blood and dismember his body? And could she have done it alone? Geraldo investigates.
Geraldo at large, today at 4:30 on Fox 2. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Mandy Murphy. Coming up today at 5, a man is taken into custody for allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl. The frightening way the two may have met. Another attack on the elderly, this time at a West County mall. The second escaped Iowa convict is captured. The crimes he allegedly committed while on the run in St. Louis and where he was finally caught. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
Tony's mom is a resident of Garden View Care Center. Tony talks about her mother's lifestyle.
Mom has advanced dementia, requires a lot of care. The staff is caring and loving. The activities are geared for the residents that are on that unit. We attended several of those functions, and they're fun. And to see the joy on a resident's face, it really touches your heart because you know that they're being taken care of. Sometimes my life isn't too active. They do more in their life out there than I do in mine.
At Garden View Care Center, we not only provide good care, we make life fun for our residents with dementia and Alzheimer's. Our activity-based dementia care program helps them thrive, stay healthy, and have a good time. Call for a tour or in-home assessment, 636-861-0500. Call Garden View Care Center, 636-861-0500.
This is a crazy time of the year, so Sunset Ford is keeping it simple. Ford Motor Company has just announced year-end price reductions on almost every car and truck. To keep it simple, Sunset Ford has clearly tagged every car and truck with year-end price rollbacks, and no negotiation is necessary. If you waited all year to buy because you think now's the best time to buy, you're right. Sunset Ford has more than 800 vehicles clearly tagged with new price rollbacks. Save $12,000 on 05 F-150 crew cabs. Save $3,000. On 06 Mustang convertibles. More than 30 in stock. Get year-end price reductions on every 06 F-Series and Ranger truck. Every Focus, Escape, and Freestyle. Even the newly redesigned Explorer. It's the best time of the year to buy a new car or truck. And Sunset Ford is keeping it simple. Year-end price rollbacks clearly marked on every car and truck with no negotiation necessary. So,
don't close the deal. You'll cut down.
Cowboy Lindbergh and in Waterloo, Illinois.
Want to beat the holiday rush? Shop early and save at Joseph A. Banks. Right now, a huge selection of sport coats, blazers, and dress pants, 50% off. Plus, an incredible selection of famous Joseph A. Banks dress shirts, 50% off. Consider a huge selection of signature and executive suits, 50% off. Even raincoats, 50% off. Now's the best time to shop. The entire stock of leather jackets, 50% off and more. Like New Zealand lambskin leather bomber jackets, regularly $5.50, now $1.79. Shop early and save at Joseph A. Bank. Lambskin leather bomber jackets, regularly $5.50, just $1.79. Now through Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creveport, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower levels.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. 10 years ago, I started the Mutual Fund Store in a basement office, and now there are locations from coast to coast. Why did this concept grow so fast? Because it meets a need. Investors need an advisor that will recommend the best funds, regardless of the fund family. Investors need to know that we meet personally with fund managers to make sure that their investment philosophy is sound. Investors need to have their funds monitored daily for consistency of performance. Investors need advice that isn't driven by commissions, loads, or marketing incentives. At the Mutual Fund Store, we charge a small fee based on the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. Every recommendation we make to buy, sell, or hold a fund is determined exclusively by what is best for you. Isn't that what you need? If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
The grand opening savings just keep getting better at the new Auto Plaza Ford in Maplewood. While they last, remaining 05 F-150 trucks clearance price from just $11,880. Only at Auto Plaza Ford can you get a new 06 Focus with automatic and air from only $12,990. 06 Escapes from only $15,990. Dare to compare. Auto Plaza Ford has 20 new Mustangs in stock at grand opening savings. Hurry in to the new Auto Plaza Ford at the corner of Manchester and Big Bend in downtown Maplewood.
This week at Seasonal Concepts, save 25 to 50% on their huge selection of unique Christmas decorations and pre-lit trees. For locations, visit seasonalconcepts.com.
3:37 at the Big 550, a check on traffic for you, sponsored by Aspen Spas. Their fall hot tub special's just about to end. Save up to $750 off select hot tubs this week. Call 776-776-5050 or better, visit AspenSpasSTL.com. Northbound 270 at Gravois, a stalled vehicle. The center lane is blocked and it's on the ramp. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, heavy traffic. Eastbound 40 between the Boone Bridge and Chesterfield Airport Road, debris in the roadway, some shovels, so be careful there. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, slow traffic. Southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, a good run so far. Now, the Eads Bridge is closed in both directions until about 5 o'clock on Saturday, 5 p.m., that is, due to paving work, so the Poplar or King Bridges would be alternate. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
If your closet, laundry room, or garage aren't everything you want them to be, and if they're not living up to your storage needs, log on to KTRS.com to register for the KTRS Extreme Closet Factory Makeover. The listener with the most disappointing closet, laundry room, or garage will win a $2,000 custom makeover from Closet Factory, St. Louis's finest closet company. To register, just send us a picture by November 19th. And just for registering, we'll send you a $250 gift certificate from Closet Factory. Log on to KTRS.com for all the details and find out how to receive a free round of golf for two at Forest Park Golf Course or a $25 gift certificate to Scandals Day Spa. The Extreme Closet Factory Makeover from the Big 550, KTRS.
Lay down, Karen. I know what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing that is wrong. Wanting you to stay here with me.
Did he close the Burke segment?
No. We're done. We didn't close
it. We didn't close.
Let's close it officially. The Burke segment closed. All right. Since we have people who've been holding a while, we'll take a couple of calls, and when that's caught up, then we will get on to the business at hand here. Good name, Carmine. Hello, Carmine.
Hey, Frank, how are you? I was the guy outside the window yesterday at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, stalker.
I just absolutely had to put faces to voices.
I'm sorry you had to do that.
I know, it was kind of rough, but Karen looked good.
That wasn't Karen, that was Dan you were looking at.
Well, that's nice of you to say, thank you.
I'm AM and the PM,
well,
of course.
Well, thank you. Of course you are.
Hallelujah. I'm a big fan. Well, I've been listening to you for about 5 or 6 years. My wife got me turned on to the show, and we lived in Hannibal, so we actually used to drive around when we were up in this area an extra amount of time just so we could get the joke of the day. I just wanted to share with you one quick story because you brought my wife a lot of laughter in the years that she needed them desperately.
Okay.
And we were driving down Highway 70 one day heading back to Hannibal, and we caught the joke of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she started laughing so hard, and she started punching me. And I started laughing at the joke and at her punching me. I actually had to pull off the side of the road till we could get our composure and get back on the road.
And stop punching each other.
Yeah, and stop punching. That's something she did a lot of.
Is she still around?
No. I lost my wife about a year ago.
See, and I got the impression, the way you said what you said, that maybe she was gone.
Yeah, well, she bought me one of your tapes.
Yeah.
when she came down. Oh, I guess it was a Christmas present two Christmases ago.
The CD.
The CD, yes. Yeah. I keep saying tape. I'm an old guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Those you died laughing. That's good. Really, that's good.
It is. And I, my nephew is a Boston FM DJ.
Well, that's okay.
So
no, that's
tape.
Okay.
He's I brought not... the tape to him and gave it to him, and he never gave it back to me because that's how them FM guys are.
No, because now those jokes are all on his show.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, they're that kind.
He's got a joke every day now. And we don't care if he's a Boston FM. It's the out of work hick FM DJs that we have our jokes about. So how are you getting along after that year? That's a tough year, I bet.
Oh, it's a tough year. It was really difficult.
Yeah, holidays will be tough.
Yeah, they are. I got my daughter down in South Carolina, the one I get down to see. Her pretty regularly, and
good. Make sure you're
so it keeps your sanity anyway.
Yeah, make sure you're with her this holiday.
Yeah, I will be.
Okay,
but I just wanted to call in and thank you. You guys got a great show.
I mean,
now that I've moved down here to O'Fallon, I listen to you every single day now.
All right, Carmine, we appreciate
it. All right, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Hello, Larry.
To all your listeners out there, it's in the paper today, you know, about that new Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah, they gave it a B.
A B?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, I'll probably like it no matter what. But it says in the paper that Johnny Cash never served any time in prison. He just went there to do concerts. But I've had people tell me...
No, he did not go to prison. He was never in prison.
I know it, but I had people try to tell me that. But now I got it right from the paper. I'm going to make copies. Somebody says that, I'm going to whip out the copy and say, look, it's in the paper.
You know, and for years and years and years, people have gotten into arguments thinking they were positive that Johnny Cash was in prison. Johnny Cash had been in jail, but he hadn't been in prison. Merle Haggard was in prison for a couple of years.
Stealing cars.
He stole car parts
for his daddy or something.
It was armed robbery. I don't know what he stole. But,
Well, trivia guy asked him because he said it was car theft.
Well, that would be armed robbery if he was armed and stole car parts. But
if he stole the car, that'd be armed, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Got an arm in there from Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Are you going to see the movie? I guess you are.
Yeah, tomorrow on a matinee.
Yeah, I'm not going to go the first rush. I'll let other people go and be crowded.
I'm afraid to go. It might be, I might not get in, but it may not be that much.
But I'm interested. You call back and tell us what you think, because
I hope it's as
good. I hope it's as good as Mike Evans said it was.
They didn't use Johnny Cash's voice. I just assume they didn't do that.
Right.
You know, let somebody. You know, if you buy a soundtrack and you already got the records, what would that mean? You know.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, thanks a lot.
All right, Larry.
Anyway,
thank you.
Okay, MZN.
Thank you very much. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. I was an avid listener until I moved to Raleigh, and I can't get you here anymore.
Well, move back.
I know. I should, but my job's here, unfortunately, is why I'm calling.
Yeah.
My husband, who is also a listener, said that he heard you guys talking about Kathy Mattea last week.
Yes.
Well, she's coming to our theater.
In Rolla?
In Rolla, which is just about an hour and a half away.
Well,
not even an hour and a half away.
I would say tell everybody you know to get to the theater because she's good.
Right.
It's gonna
be an awesome show.
Yeah.
It's her Christmas show.
Well, take some Kleenexes in case she does that "Where Have You Been" thing.
Oh, I know.
That's a tough one.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, great. That's great. And that's not that far. I'm sure a lot of if somebody wants to go, what's the theater? What's the name of the theater?
Well, it's called Leach Theater, and she's going to be performing on the 3rd. And we still have about 200 tickets, but they're going fast, so they would probably need to call us.
Is there a website?
Yes, Leach Theater.
All right, Leach, how do you spell L-E-A-C-H?
L-E-A-C-H.
Okay, leachtheater.com.
Right.
All right, well, we'll fill it up.
.org, I believe.
.org. We'll fill it up.
I appreciate it.
All right, have a great weekend, Emily.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. There goes Emily, and hello to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Oh, good afternoon, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to bring up one quick thing you had mentioned about all those CSI shows, investigate shows are all kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
I always remembered that I thought the best one was the guy that worked for Steve McGarrett in Hawaii 5-0.
Book him, Dano.
Book this. they had a guy there that always would figure everything out, came out in the lab coat and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Chin, was that his name?
Yeah, he was an Asian guy. It was something like that. And Steve McGarrett, no matter what the situation was, he had that one little hunk of hair that would hang forward.
Yeah, he did.
And he never had his hair completely combed. It was always that one little piece that would hang down in that curl. And you know, he never got messed up. His clothes never got messed up. And, yeah, that was a good show, though.
I enjoyed it. All right, well, thank you very much, Frank, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye.
All right. Now then, get out of some business. You know what, man, we live at 4 o'clock, because I don't want to get started on this and then have... So 4 o'clock, make a point to be around the radio, because we'll talk about this, some of these hateful emails that are completely, absolutely inappropriate. And we'll address those. And I was going to start it now, but we're so close to the top of the hour that I don't think it's a good idea. I want to get a fresh start, and we'll do it at the beginning of the hour. I'll tell you what I will do. If you want to call, Dan, just get a first name and put it on the screen. I'll start giving out these tickets to the Tivoli. Now, again, this is the 28th, which would be a Sunday night. Monday. Monday night, the 28th. It's a movie that's been put together called Millions of Cardinal Memories, Busch Stadium, 1966 to 2005, at the Tivoli, November 28th. Now, the following day, the 29th, the DVD will be available at McDonald's. But a lot of people like to see stuff on the big screen. Let me give you the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's the deal. Monday the 28th, the doors at the Tivoli open at 6 o'clock. Seating is at 6:30, and it's limited. It's a first-come, first-served basis. So I have to tell you that, even though you have these tickets, if a lot of people have them, more than there are seats, you get there a little early. This will be the first official viewing of the Busch Stadium Tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals and by Major League Baseball. Now, this is not, this is not some fans' camcorder movie where they let's get together and make a movie.
It should be really good.
A couple of local celebrities and former Cardinal players will be in attendance for the tour. And it's obviously what you would think it would be. It's a review of the most memorable Cardinal moments from the past 40 years. If you're a baseball fan, it's a must-have. They got highlight reel showcases, amazing performances by Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Mark McGuire, Jim Edmonds, Albert Pujols, and a whole lot more. The one and only Millions of Cardinal Memories, Busch Stadium, 1966 to 2005 DVD, then will be on sale the next day, Tuesday, the 29th, at participating McDonald's through Redbox. That, as you know, is the dollar movie rental with a credit or debit card.
Does it say how much it will be if you want to purchase it through McDonald's?
Well, it's Redbox. It's a rental. It's a dollar.
Oh, okay. So if you keep it, you would go ahead and pay it.
But it does say it's on sale. So, no, hang on here. Let me see. No, you know what? It doesn't say how much. But what the heck? It'll be you're at McDonald's. You're in a place where they rent you a movie for a dollar, so I got to imagine it's a very, very reasonable price to buy it as well. Grab a couple of these calls. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You want to go see this movie?
I would love to.
All right. How about two tickets?
Two tickets would be great.
I have your tickets in my hand, and
does he have to do anything for them?
I was going to get to that. What we'd like for you to do, just so that it's not a handout, because, Battery, I don't think you feel good about taking charity, do you?
No, I like to earn my thing.
Yeah. What we want you to do is do your best impression of Mike Shannon, and we only need, 5 or 10 seconds of it, and if we think it's good enough, you got the tickets.
All right,
go right ahead.
Swinging a long one to the right. He did it again, Albert Pujols. Home run, the Cardinals take the lead 5-4.
Patrick, Mike Shannon is who we're looking for.
And Mike Shannon would say, get up, baby, get up, get up,
right,
get up.
Right, get up.
Yeah.
Get up, baby, get up. There it is, home run.
Well, that was better.
Okay. I'm like Patrick Shannon.
Yeah, actually, it was Patrick. It was terrible. But but we're going to give you the tickets anyway, just because we're going to give them to everybody that does Shannon, even if they're as bad as yours was. So congratulations. Hang on. Dan needs to take some information so we know you are who you say you are. when you come and pick them up, or we send them out. How do we do this? We'll figure it out.
They're going to pick them up here.
Okay, you'll pick them up here, and hang on, and Dan will take some info, okay?
All right,
Patrick, thank you very much. And before we break, can I get one more here? Let's go. Hang on, I got to just hold. These letters are all worn off. Okay, so hold. And here comes Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good. Great. How you doing?
Good. I had a question. I watched a little documentary about this off-limits thing, and they did a little piece on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty dark in there. Why is that? Is it always like that, or was it?
Are you talking about the thing on Channel 9?
It might have been, yeah. I was at the library looking at something for Busch Stadium, and I found that.
You got to be kidding me.
No. And it did a little five-minute piece on you guys, and you know what you do.
No, it's dark in here because we want it dark in here. What we do, we crank the ceiling lights down, and we have three or four of these little gooseneck table lights. I don't like fluorescent lights because it's not comfortable. And when we just feel very comfortable in here, and by dimming it down, I can get some feels from Karen, and sometimes people don't know
it. And I get some back from him. And we burn a few candles.
No, it is kind of dark in here. The video was not faulty. It's not dark, but it's not bright.
Okay, and how old is that video?
That has to be 7 years old, 6-7 years. Were we here? It's about 7 years old.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Ian was there, so.
Peon was in it?
Yeah.
So how long have you been here?
Seven years.
It's just after he came in. It's about 7 years ago.
All right.
You want to go to the movie? If you didn't call for that, that's okay.
Is it this weekend or?
No, it's the 29th, November 29th. That's a
Monday. 28th is a Monday.
28th.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, 28th, a Monday night. I keep seeing it. It's got printed the 29th because that's when the DVD's out. Yeah, 28th, Monday night. At the Tivoli. Now, will you go?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All you have to do is give us your best Mike Shannon.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Come on.
Shoot, I can't do my
Well, maybe if Dan helps him,
Dan will help you out here. Just kind of mimic what Dan does. Just do a little anything, Dan.
I'm going to slam down a handy 48 pack.
Okay, try that.
A what? A handy
48
pack?
Yeah, a handy
48. Yeah. No, he hadn't done it yet.
Oh.
don't forget the laugh. Don't forget the. Okay.
I'm going to send down a handy 48.
Sounded just like
him.
Yeah.
There you go, Ben.
All right, Ben, you got yourself two tickets to the movies at Tivoli. Hang on, all right?
All right, thanks.
Don't go away. That was scary. That was just so close. That was so close. It was scary.
Yeah.
Are we sure that wasn't, Mike?
I don't know.
Maybe it was.
That was very, very good. I just saw Ned Sperky's arrived. We have crappie, ladies and gentlemen. You don't, but we do. Callier and Thompson is moving their St. Charles showroom location. In fact, it's being done right now. They're closing it. And they're going to reopen. So don't worry, St. Charles folks. You will still have Callier and Thompson. They just need more space. Their business has been unbelievable the last couple of years, and they need a bigger showroom. So they're going to move, and they're going to move to a bigger, better location. We will tell you where it is and when it opens. It'll open after the first of the year. In the meantime, if you live in St. Charles County and you want your kitchen or bathroom remodeled and you want it done right, you can go, the closest one to you would be West County, the West County showroom of Callier and Thompson, where in the lower level they have an appliance showroom. And remember that in addition to total remodeling, if you need an appliance and you need it installed properly, they do that too. They will come out and put in a built-in microwave or ice maker, dishwasher, whatever. But remember, St. Charles will reopen at a bigger location. They need a better, bigger space, and that's going to happen after the first of the year. We'll keep you posted. Callier and Thompson, kitchens and baths.
I run fast.
I run with purpose.
I run
for beer.
Not just any beer.
Great tasting beer.
I am a beer runner.
I run
because I chose rock
instead of paper.
I run
because I've crashed on your couch for 3 weeks straight.
I run
for things we need
like salsa,
ice,
and those spicy cheese puffs.
The ones that make your mouth all red?
No, the ones one level of spice under those.
Oh.
I run.
I run.
I run. I power walk.
Why?
My doctor says it's better for my knees.
I run for Miller Lite.
Because
I
am a fan
of football.
Baseball.
Boxing.
Equestrian show jumping.
That's not a sport.
It is to me.
I run because I am.
I am.
A beer runner.
This season, don't miss a thing from your sports or your beer. On your next beer run, grab some great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite with more taste than Bud Light and half the carbs. Miller, good call.
For 12-ounce serving, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
If you've been looking for quality furniture at a low price, you'll want to listen carefully to the following announcement. Drexel Heritage, one of the most respected names in the furniture industry, is hosting one of the largest furniture sale events that St. Louis has ever seen. Drexel Heritage from High Point, North Carolina, is selling direct to the public bedroom, living room, and dining room furniture, including leather upholstered sofas and chairs, all at factory direct prices. A great selection of area rugs also on sale. This sale is at the old Ultimate Electronics store on Eager Road between Brentwood Boulevard and Hanley Road. You can purchase quality Drexel Heritage furniture direct from the manufacturer at once-in-a-lifetime savings just in time for the holidays. Once again, this sale is at the old Ultimate Electronics store on Eager Road between Brentwood Boulevard and Hanley Road, just south of Highway 40. They're open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Get Drexel Heritage furniture and area rugs direct from the factory at a fraction of the retail cost just in time for the holidays. Hurry, this sale is for a limited time only. You won't want to miss it.
Yellow River. I was a big fan of that title. Probably have enough time for one good conversation with Robert. Hello, Robert.
Get up, baby. Get up.
Wait, hold it, Robert. Hang on. Calm down. We didn't say, you know, that we were going to give two more away right now and ask for your impression. But since that's why you called, let's do it. I mean, let's hear it again. Now, look, if we give you these, you can go, right, on the 28th?
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be great. Sit in the Tivoli, watch that movie on the big screen before anybody else sees it. All right, let's have it. Shannon.
Get up, baby. Get up. It's out of here.
No, hold it. That sounds like Louis Anderson. Okay. How about the laugh? How about the laugh? Dan, how's the laugh go? Yeah. Let's put that in there and then do it.
I can't do that one.
No, you did it.
That
go
was?
On, do it.
No,
do it. Then do the get up, baby. Go on.
Get up, baby. Get up.
No. The laugh and get up, baby.
Get up, baby. Get up.
That sounds like Homer Simpson.
Marge, get up, Marge.
The Marge, it's time to go to work. You got two tickets, Robert. You're going to the movie. Hang on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm telling you, the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. That's the one of the best impression I've ever heard in my life, I'll say. All right, Lake of the Ozarks people, those of you who will be heading out of here tonight or tomorrow to go to the lake, maybe you're on the way now. Creative Closet Company. I had a meeting with these people 2 days ago. Do I have a great company for you? You have a place at the lake, little place, big place, mansion, little condominium. That's what we have. We have a little condo. And why wouldn't you want that place to be as comfortable and as efficient as you? I don't know about other people, but that place to me, I pay more attention to it and keep it nicer than I do my own home. It's just like at home. I don't know. I'm home, but I go there and I see something out of place or it needs to be fixed. I want it fixed. Creative Closet Company. This is the closet company for Lake of the Ozarks, and they're in Lake Ozark, Missouri. Right next door to Osage Beach. If you know where 54 is, you go to 54 and 42. Take 42 just a quarter mile past Lowe's, and that's their showroom. Here's their website, creativeclosetcompany.com. Boy, do they do great work. And they're reasonable. And in just 3.5 years or so in business, they have done over 1,000 homes and condominiums in and around Lake of the Ozarks. So check that website out, and you'll see everything they do. Creative Closet Company. It's actually creativeclosetco.com. 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase. A congressional vote on Iraq and a verdict in the Robert Blake case. First to Southern California, where a civil jury has found Robert Blake responsible for the death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. ABC's Alex Stone is live in L.A. with that story.
Karen, the jury's verdict means Robert Blake has to pay the family of his wife $30 million. Eric Duven is the attorney for Blakely's family.
It's a good day, I think, for everybody. It's a good day for justice. These kids lost their mom, and that got overlooked over the years.
Blake has said he does not have $30 million to pay back the family. He left the courthouse by going through an emergency exit right after the verdict. Karen.
ABC's Alex Stone live in L.A. After a pitched verbal battle over the mission in Iraq, House Republicans are forcing a vote on whether to call for an immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops. Let's go live to ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. Vic, what's happening?
Karen, one day after Democrat John Murtha called for immediate withdrawal of American troops, Republican Thelma Drake says that sends the wrong message to the troops.
These men and women are true heroes.
Democrat Jim McGovern.
Let me say to the gentlelady, if she wants to honor our troops, then give us a real debate. Don't bring this piece of garbage to the floor.
The House will vote on the issue later tonight, Karen.
ABC's Vic Ratner live on Capitol Hill. In Iraq, violence continues. Car bombings at two mosques in eastern Iraq and a hotel in Baghdad home to journalists left more than 70 dead. An audio-taped apology of sorts hit the Internet today, said to be from Iraqi al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The voice says the Jordanian hotel bombings last week were not aimed at Muslim weddings, but instead at intelligence agents from the U.S., Israel, and Jordan that al-Qaeda believed were headquartered at the hotels. A New York judge spared Russell Crowe any prison time, sentencing him instead to conditional release after Crowe pleaded guilty to third-degree assault for throwing a phone at a hotel concierge in anger. But he's got to stay out of trouble for a year. That's the condition. He could have faced 7 years in prison. You're listening to ABC News.
Campbell's Chunky Soup presents The Adventures of Mama McNabb, Team Mom of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thanks for cleaning out our lockers, Mrs. McNabb.
Mine smells like a pine forest.
You're welcome, boys. Now, who's up for some new chunky soup?
Team Mom produces new chunky fajita steak soup, loaded with big chunks of steak.
Bye-bye, boys.
There goes a fine woman.
There goes my stash of junk food.
Campbell's Chunky. It fills you up right.
For 2 days only, everything is on sale from A to Z at Kohl's. Not only that, there are extra power hour savings. Get extra night owl savings Friday, 3 p.m. till midnight. Get extra early bird savings Saturday, 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Extra savings on sweaters, fine jewelry, toys, and kitchen electrics to help you with your favorite holiday recipes. Get extra power hour savings and save all day, both days. Because this Friday and Saturday, everything, and that means everything, is on sale from A to Z at Kohl's. Expect great things.
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. The Iowa prison escapee captured this morning in southeast Missouri is being brought back to St. Louis at this hour by two detectives. Pemiscot County Sheriff Tommy Greenwell tells KTRS News the detectives picked up Robert Legendre at about 2:30.
They told us they were charging him with two counts of robbery, two counts of assault first degree, and two counts of armed criminal action.
St. Louis police say they wanted to question Legendre about two incidents Thursday involving cab drivers. One cab driver had a knife placed to her neck. She sustained cuts to her hand. The second cab driver was hit on the side of the head with a metal object. He jumped out of the cab at Grand and Del Mar, fearing for his life. A Lindbergh High School senior is under indictment this afternoon, indicted for first-degree murder for the brutal October death of a 16-year-old classmate. 17-year-old Alexander Sterling has been indicted on 10 counts, including 4 counts of armed criminal action, 2 counts of forcible sodomy, and 1 count of knowingly burning. Aaron Mace's body was found inside a burning SUV in the 9800 block of Green Park. Sterling did tell the St. Louis Post-Dispatch after he was arrested that he killed Mace because he planned to kill himself and wanted to be with her. A Lincoln County man is charged with 5 felony counts. He's accused of abducting a 13-year-old girl from South St. Louis and sexually assaulting her in Moscow Mills. Scott Azzarello is charged with rape, sexual assault, child molestation, statutory rape, and sodomy. Azzarello tells police the two met online and that she came to his home willingly.
She's denying the internet, she's denying the meeting, and she just stuck with the story that she was simply abducted.
That is Moscow Mills Police Chief Steve Runge, who says the girl also gave police a very good description of the vehicle. Former Illinois Congressman Glenn Pichard will start his new job as president of Southern Illinois University on January 1st. Pichard, introduced today by the trustees, is their choice to replace the current SIU president, Dr. James Walker, who plans to retire. That job has a base salary of $292,000. Missouri's governor met with Kawasaki and other Japanese business leaders this week. in New York City.
We wanted to make sure that they were aware of things that we had done to improve our work climate and our economic climate, like tort reform, litigation reform, our quality jobs initiative.
Governor Blunt's spokesman Spence Jackson tells KTRS News that Japan is the state's number three export market. It's behind Canada and Mexico. Missouri exported $433 million worth of goods to Japan in 2004. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 46. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 6 and the S&P up 5. The market report is brought to you this hour by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. The Weather Plus forecast. Some News Channel 5 meteorologist Mike Roberts. Clear tonight, low down to 34. And tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high of 56. Sunday, variable cloudiness and a high of 48. 53 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News.
Go.
We all saw what happened in New Orleans. What would happen here if a major earthquake erupted along the New Madrid Fault?
Take what we saw in Katrina, multiply it by 10, and you will start to imagine how bad things will be.
News 4 investigates. Right now, could St. Louis handle catastrophe any better than New Orleans did? Would roads be passable? Would we have adequate food and water? Could police and firemen maintain communication? How would your life change? News 4 investigates. Tonight at 10.
Entertainment Tonight's Fat Suit Hidden Camera Investigation has everyone talking. Next, Vanessa Minnillo, face-to-face with the plus-size women to help break the stereotypes.
People react to this fact that you're in poor health and that you're lazy.
And what are they saying about Kirstie Alley? Plus, more from Mary Hart's exclusive interview with Caroline Kennedy.
Do you think this country is ready for a female president?
And E.T.'s on location.
I am on the set of Ghost Whisperer.
Next E.T.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
The metal folding chair. How could it inspire anyone to do anything other than to stand? It can, and did. In fact, a group of Chrysler engineers used it to turn the minivan world inside out and upside down for the second time in 20 years. How? Easy. They folded it up and laid it flat. Just like the stow-and-go seating and storage system available in the 2006 Town & Country minivan. Two rows of seats that fold flat into the floor. And when upright, the space below can be used to offer floor storage. Is that possible? Yes, anything's possible when you're inspired. Plus, Town & Country has an overhead rail system with movable and removable bins. And a 5-star government crash test rating. So what'll be the inspiration for next year's Town & Country minivan? Who knows? Chrysler. Inspiration comes standard. See your local Chrysler dealer today. Side crash test rating on long wheelbase models only.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
order by phone. Front store pickup means you never have to get out of your car. At Lucas Liquor Superstore, Clarkson and Manchester, next to Kmart, or call 636-227-4339.
Chuck's Boots Superstore, while supplies last. Rocky Gore-Tex insulated hunting boots, now only $59.99. Only at Chuck's Hunting Boots Superstore, Highway 30 in Fenton.
Coming in the spring of 2006.
Let's go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
I'll crank this up. Slow dance music. I could have been one of those guys.
No, I don't think so. Shy Lights? Chicago.
1 month ago today.
1 month ago today.
I was happy as a lark.
Happy as a lark.
But now I go for walks.
In the park.
To the movies.
In the
maybe
park.
To the park.
I knew you'd say park, see, because that rhymes with lark.
On the same old bench.
Same old bench.
To watch the children play.
Children play. He's a pervert.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow is their future.
Oh!
Tomorrow is their future.
He's a predator.
Me, just another day.
Sexual predator.
They all gather around.
Oh, gather around. Come on, kids.
They seem to know my name.
Yeah. Well, sure they do.
We laugh.
Hey, Michael Moore!
Who got to sound Michael Jackson?
I know I can't have them a minute.
I'm stalling because I'm waiting for Ned Spurk to get in here with Dan Strauss. As they walk in, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see this, but just in the room, and I wish they'd done it 10 minutes earlier so we could eat it. Potato pancakes and fresh crappie.
Oh, yeah. Potato pancakes are great. I raided the oven.
Does Ned have headphones? Oh,
good night.
What in the world?
Oh, boy.
What in the world?
Song.
I'll tell you what in the world. Dan Strauss in the world. That's what's in the world.
I'll tell you what, heads are going to start rolling around here.
Oh, I'm telling you.
What?
Big nothing.
Okay. Okay, you can.
All right,
we can gradually do away with this.
So, Ned, what do we have here? Crappie and honey feet. Let me just hand that.
The entire tray?
Yeah, the whole tray.
You eat a piece on the air, are you?
Well, glad I raided the oven.
Try one.
I won't see this now.
Now we're late. And,
a whole piece. He threw the whole piece back.
Somebody talk, okay?
Okay.
What do you want? Ned, we were trying to figure out what your breading was.
You're right.
Potato chip?
No, cornflakes.
Then I was right.
Oh, yeah. You guys can't talk now. You both have your mouths full. It's half cornflakes.
Eating fish.
And half Italian breadcrumbs.
Oh, man, is it good.
Oh, boy.
Holy cow, it's good.
Oh, boy.
You hick.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a hick.
The reason I say that, let me, if you would, address some emails that I got that were really not very kind and not very nice and based on stupidity. This is not addressed to 99.9% of you in the audience. But I will tell you that you can tell people who are ignorant from people who think. And it doesn't mean you have to have a great education, but you've learned and you're old enough to know to think before you speak or before you type or before you write an email. Now, I got some emails about Terry. Terry's no longer with the show. If you didn't know that, now you do. As of 11 o'clock last night, I had 14. I had 6 more this morning. And it's 20. We have 300,000 listeners or whatever. And so it's not the number. It's the tone to most of them. Now, some of you, and I'm not going to name the names of the people I'd like to, who are so completely off base, said things like, who's this Ned Spurk? Get rid of him. He's a hick. Okay? Now, let me say this. Ned, are you tough? Can you handle this?
I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outdoors Ned, for the moron that wrote that, and I have two of those, is anything but a hick. Okay, this guy, and his real name is not Ned Spur. Outdoors
what?
Ned.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Tough guy.
What?
You know Ned, you didn't know that?
I didn't know.
Shoot, I didn't know you didn't know.
Oh, man.
Here's what you've described as a hick, a guy who owned three restaurants, successful restaurants, sold them, guy who owned a very successful advertising agency with, at the peak, what, 40 employees or so, sold the ad agency. A guy who owned an indoor soccer club and sold that. A guy who is sort of still not retired. He's still working. Guy who's a graphic artist who works with clients like Ralston Purina, Anheuser-Busch, Winchester, and we could name some others. Anything but a hick. So if a hick means a guy likes to hunt and fish, then there are a lot of presidents of the United States and lots of corporate executives who are hicks, because I know lots of bank presidents who like to hunt. They go to Wyoming and Colorado and they hunt. So if that makes you a hick, then Ned, you're a hick. Okay. So to the person that would say something so stupid, I say, you're stupid. And you really need to think before you speak. Now, there were other emails saying, we love Ned. Ned's a great addition. He's a lot better than Terry. That also is inappropriate. Okay, this is not about who's good, who's bad, but the biggest problem is those of you who wrote and said, and I'm not going to read them word for word, I delete them because some of them made me so mad. How dare the new Cardinal management or the new people that have been put in place do this? Things like, good, I'm glad he's gone, he was negative and political, this is a good thing. People who wrote things like, Frank, you heartless SOB, you people have no idea what happened. You don't have any clue. So here's what I'm going to do. I put on my website, frankopinion.com, and I did it at 1:30 this morning. I wrote a statement. And I'm going to read you the statement. And that's the only time I'm going to read it. And the only time we're going to really discuss or defend anything is probably never. Because if you want to know why, you can go back to my website and read this statement. And here it is. And I wrote it at 1:30 this morning. And I think when you hear it, you'll realize, and again, this is the very few of you who are so ignorant, you'll realize and understand why when somebody leaves a show or leaves an office, leaves a workplace, there is usually good reason that people don't go running around blabbing to the whole world why it happened. So here's my statement. I just addressed it to the listeners. I said, I have to start off by saying that for many years, Terry Daly was an important part of the show. When you have a show where the same five people are together for more than a decade, let me stop there and say Peon actually hasn't been here more than a decade, but he's been here a long time. Listeners feel that they know each of the players personally. The fact is, you don't. You don't know us. Most of what goes on in our personal lives is not show material. And when someone is suddenly gone, you have every right to wonder what happened, but you do not always have the right to know what happened. I have received to this point, now this was midnight last night, about 14 emails concerning the absence of Terry Daly. Most of them have been surprisingly mean-spirited. Everything from no great loss, he was too political, too negative, to, well, the show will never be the same and I will never listen again without him. Some of you have blamed me, some have blamed the new management, some of you wished him well, so do we. But I want those of you who think that you have the right to know all the details to think about something. Did it ever occur to you that telling the audience exactly why he's gone just might be something he doesn't want? And I'm going to give you some examples why sometimes private matters are best left private, unless the person involved wants the world to know all the facts and everything that led up to the departure. I will start by saying that all of these following situations are hypothetical. The specifics of Terry's situation will remain private. Example number one. Let's say that you exposed yourself to some grade school girls in public, or you stood on the table in a restaurant and you urinated all over the customers. you're fired. Now, do we go on the air and ruin your life by telling everybody what you did and keep you from ever working again? Or do we just take care of it, let it go, and put the whole thing behind us? Example number two. You're a drug addict. You've gotten help, but it didn't work. Didn't stick. You embarrass yourself and the station, not to mention make the station liable for a couple of lawsuits by disgusting, unacceptable behavior on more than one occasion, and after being given several chances, you're fired. Should we tell the whole world? Example number three. You quit. You got fed up or you had a feud with management, but you had enough class not to go on the air and trash everyone involved. Now, if we went on the air and said you just up and quit, the listeners would think that you were, well, a quitter. Now, why should we do that and jeopardize your chances of finding other employment? Because nobody wants to hire a quitter or somebody who can't get along with others. Example number four. There is something very personal going on in your private life, something you want to keep private. You leave and you respectfully ask that no one discuss your departure. As much as you might want to share it with the audience, you can't, and you ask that we don't. Example number five. In my contract, it states clearly that under no circumstances am I to ever discuss the resignation or the termination of anyone on the air without the written consent of management. Doing so would result in my immediate termination. Should I go ahead anyway just because a few of you think you have the right to know, or because I think you have the right to know? Then I'm fired, and along with me go Dan, Peon, Karen, because they all work for me. Example number six, you took another job. In doing so, you abide by an agreement that you have with KTRS that you will not promote the other station on the KTRS airwaves, and you will honor a six-month non-compete clause and stay off the air until that 6 months has passed. We are also prohibited from mentioning that you are going to another station. Now, I could make up all kinds of other examples, but I hope you get the point here. So before you start laying blame, getting all bent out of shape, and understand, I'm only talking to the small percentage of you who are that ignorant. Remember, you do not know the facts, and just maybe that's the way it has to be. He knows why he's gone. And if he wants the listeners to have all the facts, I'm sure he'll let me know. Then, believe me, I will let you know everything, but not without his okay. In the meantime, show goes on. I guarantee you that anybody who just discovered this show in the last couple of days and never knew there was another player, or anybody who discovers us in the future, will hear the same, sometimes hilarious, sometimes informative, sometimes stupid, sometimes boring show that we've always done. They will be just as AM and the PM as you always have been, and I hope will continue to be. Rat Boy will still say cheese. Bernice will still be in heaven. Steve will still be conducting. Karen will still hate Elvis. Dan will continue to be the world's worst producer. Peon will still run the control board. And I will continue to tell the same 200 jokes over and over that I've told for 25 years. As the late, great Moon would have said, thanks for calling. So that's it. That's the statement. That's what's on the website. And if you want to read it again, you can go read it again. Now, let me share with you a couple of sane emails. Dear Frank, I read the memo on your website. I can't believe that people think they have the right to know what's happened. All I can say is the show is like family. We look forward to continue to hear it and the rest of the players. We listen to the show to forget about problems. Blah, 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 thank you. And that's from Aaron Hunter is the writer's name. Here's one. Having gotten over the confusion of Terry being gone, I would like to say the statement you wrote on your site is something everybody should read. We take it as a personal loss when an entertainer is removed for any reason. And I want to say there, we didn't say he was removed. Could have removed himself. We're not saying anything. He says, for some reason, we feel we're owed an explanation because of our dedication. But as you said, we forget. They are people, too. I don't think I've read a better statement that could sum it up than the one you wrote. And then he goes on and says, of course, some really great things about me, and I'm going to read it because it's really self-serving, but thank you, Kevin, for that letter. Here's one. Just read your piece on Terry, and I commend you. As we listen to the radio and watch TV, we get possessive of the people we enjoy, and sometimes we forget they have lives like us. I will always listen, just as I have. Good luck. Good luck to Terry. I'm glad you bought half the Cardinals. Now, a couple other things, and then we'll move on. I want to give you a couple of other examples of reasons that people are all of a sudden, that they vaporize and they disappear from the airwaves. And some people think, oh, well, that's it. That's it. This is the beginning of the end, and this is just the beginning. These new people came in here, and they're going to tear this show apart, or it'll never be the same. A long time ago, there was a show named Gunsmoke, and there was a character on it named Chester Good, played by Dennis Weaver. And Chester was it was Matt Dillon and Chester. Those were the two guys, and Chester left the show. And I remember people thinking, oh, man, that's the end. But then along comes Festus Hagen. He's 10 times better than Chester. He actually became what people remember of Gunsmoke, Festus. All right. There was a guy at this control board we called Abuse Boy. He all of a sudden was gone. Wasn't here anymore. And again, we chose not to share why. I actually thought, uh-oh, how are we going to get somebody in here good to run the control board? And as you probably know, we didn't.
We're still looking.
Yeah, still looking. And we're the last. We were not able to find anybody. And the truth of the matter is, in about 1 week, Peon nailed it. He got it. He understood it, and he nailed it. Now, hey, and don't take that like you're getting a raise or anything.
No, I love it.
I'm not telling the man. You've kind of fallen apart the last couple of years. We have a situation where somebody that you all know, a name in the broadcast business, and I'm not going to mention if it's radio or TV, but very well known, disappeared from a station, just instantly was gone. You want to know why? I'll tell you why, because you don't know who it is. It's because the management came to him and asked him to tone something down, to tone it down and not be quite so critical of something or somebody. He said to his boss, why don't you go F yourself?
Oh. Okay. That's not good.
No?
That is an immediate termination.
Yeah.
So he's off the air. Do you think anybody's going to go on the air and say, hey, you know what so-and-so said? He told them to go F himself. We're not going to do that. There was a tremendously powerful management person in this town who ran a big, big station. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, announces retirement. Pretty strange. You don't retire that fast normally. Why? What happened? You don't know? I don't know. I think I have a pretty good idea, but we're not supposed to know. When Bryant Gumbel was removed from the Today Show, and they may say he left, but nobody liked him. I mean, this guy. But there were people that thought, well, the Today Show is Bryant Gumbel. It's Bryant Gumbel and whoever in the heck else was on there, and I don't even remember. Along comes Matt Lauer. I'll watch Matt Lauer any day over Bryant Gumbel. Yeah, but the people who knee-jerk react, who have zero tolerance for any change, want to lash out and say and predict that this is the end, it's not. Matt Lauer does a great job. When Kathy Lee Gifford left Regis, I remember, man, I read the article. That's it. That show's over, Regis and Kathy Lee. Well, no. The very first quarter that they took the ratings with Kelly Ripa, the ratings were up 15%. What if Katie Couric leaves the Today Show? You think we're going to know why? You think they're going to tell us why? Of course they're not. There'll be speculation. If she leaves, is it the end of the Today Show? No. Johnny Carson's dead. He was gone before that. It's not the end of the Tonight Show. You know, the other interesting thing is that over the period of years, there are those of you who really don't even know who some of us are. You don't know who does what. You think you do. I've had people say to me, Matt, I love it when Terry does Tom Brokaw. Mm. And Terry didn't do Tom Brokaw. Dan does Tom Brokaw. I've had people compliment me on my Mike Shannon. I don't do Mike Shannon. Dan does Mike Shannon. I got an email from somebody who said, well, I think I know why Terry's gone. He's grieving over the recent loss of his brother. It was Dan's brother who was shot by police, mm-hmm. and that's not an indictment of the police. They shot him because they had to. It wasn't Terry at all. So you confuse people, and you react when you don't have all the facts. Now, the last thing I'll say is a couple of things. If he was done wrong in some way, you can bet that you would have by now, or will very soon, see some sort of defensive statement about, man, for no reason I left there. Or if he left and did something horrible and the station is upset that he left, then you'll hear about that. I don't think you can expect to hear any of that. And then one last thing, if the industry, the radio industry, finds that Terry is a valuable commodity, a force to be kept in the business and employed and have on a show, that I'd like to have him work, unless he already has, and that could be the case too, he'll pop up on another show. So you have to take all these things into consideration. And if he doesn't, then you're going to wonder why. Wonder why he didn't get another job. Wonder why nobody hired him. You drive yourself nuts doing that. So out of respect for the privacy of somebody not here, that's all I can say. We're not going to say anything. And it's no different than any other business. The only difference is that you feel like you know us. And that is the greatest part of this business. I got a letter, an email from somebody that says, I know all of you are best friends, best of friends. That's not true. It's just not true. I wrote this one person back. I could not possibly write to everybody who writes me, but I did write this person back, and I said, here's something you find very interesting. Again, you are drawing a conclusion based on the magic of this show. I have never been to Karen Vale's house. She's never been to my house. I don't know where she lives. Okay, St. Charles, but that's it. We don't socialize. I've never been to Dan's house. Dan's been in my house, what, once?
Mm-hmm.
One time,
yeah.
I think, in 14 years or whatever. Yeah. Pion, I don't know where he lives. He lives in St. Charles County. He doesn't come to my house. I don't go to his. We don't socialize. We don't go out together. We have no relationship outside the show. When this show ends at 6:30, we all go home. And we show up here before 3 o'clock. We are not best friends. We don't hate each other. Well, except for Dan. Nothing. But you get the point? And the point is, it's show business. And do we enjoy sitting in here together? Absolutely. For a long, long time, we enjoyed sitting in here with Terry. And that's not going to change. We're still going to enjoy it. And 95% of what this show was, it will be, and it may become 120% of what it was. So as I said in that memo, If you really think about the elements to this show, the great majority of them, in fact, most of them are still here. More than just a great majority. Everything is still in place. Nothing will change that can affect the success of this show or the rhythm of this show or the personality of this show. This show has one purpose, and it's to make you feel good on the way home from work. Or if you're at home, make you feel good at home. And it's worked. It's worked for 8.5 years. It has been the most successful show this station has had for 8.5 years. There was a time when we did this show, and here's another interesting little fact for those of you who think it can't work without these players. The highest point in my radio career, when I experienced the biggest ratings and the fastest raises, and they couldn't throw offers at me fast enough, was when none of these people were on the show. It was KUSA, and Karen wasn't a part of the show, mm-mm. And Dan wasn't a part of the show, and Peon wasn't, and Terry wasn't. Terry was on the phone one time a week. He wasn't part of the show.
And I used to listen to you from another radio station I worked for.
So my point is, lots of points, I guess. And I just ask you, before you, and I'm also trying to head off some unwarranted lashing out at the management here. You don't know anything about it. And you would be very, very embarrassed and ashamed and have to send out a whole bunch of apologetic letters if you did and realized how wrong you were. It's private. It's just private. That's all. So, that's it. Does anybody else have anything to add? And I will tell you something else. There's nobody in this room sitting here who doesn't support whatever decision was made by him or by the station, whichever way it was. There's nobody who doesn't support it and understand it. Okay? So nobody is mad at anybody. Nobody hates anybody. And, yeah, we have a great time doing this. When I say we don't socialize, we don't. Because I get a feeling if we spend a lot of time together outside of here, we couldn't stand it.
No.
But, yeah, if you have to do anything for a living, this is it, man. I mean, I only wish that if everybody could go to work like this, could come in here, sit around, and BS with people that they enjoy BSing with, what a great gig that would be. Some people have it, some people don't. Most people don't. We do. And we know that. We don't ever forget that. And it works because of you. The 99.999% of you who aren't the morons who wrote those letters. And that business about stuff like Ned's a hick. Holy cow, do you not know what you're talking about? He's got some credentials. But you know what? That's not fun and that's not funny. That's not a bit and that's not a character. He is a fisherman. He's a hunter. You know what's fun? Outdoors Ned giving you tips. That's fun and he knows what he's talking about. And he fries great crappie.
Yeah.
And I've been to Karen's house.
You know what?
Most everybody has.
I think most everybody has. Well, you know what? Because when we get together, it's not in our
house.
Well,
houses. In the car.
Well, in the parking lot. We're too smart for that.
Long line.
Yeah.
Cabin in the woods.
I've got a.
Take a number.
Well, I've got a number, a regular number, number three. I have my own number. I don't have to take one.
Wow.
I'm number three. I'm always number three.
I'm pretty lucky. Hey.
I'm pretty lucky that way. All right. I think Bruce and the boys want to do. We'll take your calls after we get caught up here. Bruce and the boys want to do a little number, and I'm stalling, and I'll tell you why I'm stalling. Remember what I said earlier about we had a control?